To join Rudy, Robert, and Mary, call anytime at 800-387-8025. Follow the program on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back. It is 18 past the hour now. Thanks for tuning in. It's nice to have you aboard with us today. Really appreciate it. A special welcome to our newest affiliate, WLYVAM in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We hope you enjoy the show, Fort Wayne, and we look forward to hearing from you in the weeks and months ahead. I should say this segment of the program is sponsored by the smarter security system for your home or business, SimplySafeRudy.com. If you watch a lot of TV, doesn't it feel like there's always some criminal getting caught for something? Most of them are actually pretty smart. They know exactly how to break into a place, and they know the chances of getting caught for a burglary, they're really low. Less than 10%, in fact. But you know what they're terrified of most? Security systems. Researchers have found that the vast majority of burglars will not rob a home or business with an alarm. That's why we recommend SimplySafeRudy.com. They've got all the sensors to ensure you're covered. There's even 24/7 professional monitoring, which is like having a guard standing outside your place day or night. There's no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, and they won't gouge you, as monitoring is just $14.99 a month. Most companies will charge you three times that. So protect your home or business with the security system we trust, SimplySafeRudy.com. Save 10% when you order from SimpliSafeRudy.com or the all-new RudyMaxa.com under sponsors.
If you're a regular listener of this program, then you know we try to bring you a mix of travel news, tips, we showcase destinations, speak with travel industry decision makers, and more. We also like to share out-of-the-ordinary travel stories. Our next guest is certainly doing something unique. He's traveling the globe using public transportation without getting on an airplane. And I should mention, he's almost 7 feet tall, which doesn't exactly make for easy transportation on airplanes, let alone buses and trains in the U.S., some of the remote areas he has found himself. Eric Giuliani was successful in business and living the good life, but at age 33, after climbing the corporate ladder, he realized he hated it. So rather than just talking about making the changes, Eric set out to make changes. We think you'll find his story inspirational. Hi, Eric. Thanks for joining Robert and me on the show today. I believe we find you in Phuket, Thailand?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Yeah. I really appreciate it. I am about a block away from the beach, and it is beautiful.
Well, you're getting ready. Listen, although, when we do this show, it's 10:15 on Saturday morning right now. Yeah. You're getting ready to go to bed over there, correct? It's almost Sunday.
Not
exactly,
necessarily.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. You are in Thailand.
You're in Thailand, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, even though Phuket is kind of a party town, I'm kind of winding down a little bit and just been doing a million photos this week, so I am just winding the night down.
Well, first, let me congratulate you for being a doer. You know, we all know people who talk a good game, but frankly, Eric, when the rubber hits the road, they're all talk and no action. Frankly, we find your journey to be a fascinating one. We're really happy to have you on the show with us today. So to set things up, you obviously had a well-paying job. You were living the good life in Miami, had a nice car, but it was hollow to you. And although you had very little experience with travel or writing or filmmaking and photography, it gripped you. So share with us how this, this life-changing transition came about.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling me a doer. I really do appreciate
that.
That really, really means a lot because I think that's kind of the essence, if you will, of really what this journey is about. And I think kind of travel, in a sense, even though I'm actually going around the world without using airplanes, I really have always felt like travel is kind of the backstory. And it's really about that transition, which is how do you leave that kind of hollow life that you referenced and then move into this new field or fields, which is the film, the photos, the writing, the travel, the social media, and do all of those things. And so for me, it's kind of a long story, which is why I have the website traveltall.com to begin with. But it goes back to about 5 years ago. I took a 90-day leave of absence, and I just spent all my money and I flew everywhere I could think of, and I saw all the sights and did the whole bucket list thing.
Okay.
And was
in 90 days. Concert. It couldn't have been a long list in 90 days, but I like that. That's good.
Exactly. You know what? This is really the amazing thing about those 90 days is that it was so, like, meaningful and so transfixing that it felt like 9 years. You know, time really slowed down, and it was an incredible, incredible experience. And so what happened was is I went to every continent, and I was, let's say I was in the city for 4 or 5 days. It really felt like I was there for 4 or 5 weeks or 4 or 5 months sometimes. And it was this incredible experience. And so when I got back to Miami, which is where I was living, and those 90 days had come to an end, I was like, I need to find a way to get back to that life. Whatever I have to do, I'm willing to do, because it really opened up all these different doors kind of inside me, because my job was so routine and so boring, and even though it was, you know, really well paying, and I lived in Miami and I had a lot of flexibility with my schedule, I needed to get back to this kind of seeing the world and being creative and expressing myself, and getting out of that routine that I was really trapped.
So Eric, that note, what have you, you've covered 25,000 miles, you've been stranded on roadsides, you've had some fascinating experiences on this journey. You just mentioned expressing yourself. What else have you learned about yourself?
Oh man, there's so many things. It's just been an incredible experience. I think that what I've learned the most is that I am not going to quit. And that is really important. And I've really learned, like, no matter the obstacle, I'm not going to stop. And I'll give you a perfect example. I traveled all the way from Cape Town to Cairo by land. And when I got to Cairo, I assumed that I would be able to go to Alexandria, and then from there I would take a cruise ship or a cargo ship or a ferry to some part of Europe. I just assumed that ships would be available.
Right.
And when I got there, I realized that there was no way. All the ships, all the cruises, all the ferries had been canceled, and there was no way to get to Europe.
So what did you do?
So I had to go across the Sinai Peninsula, which is one of the most dangerous places in the world. And I had to cross that part of the world.
And it's not like you don't stand out with your height, obviously.
Exactly.
So how tall are you, Eric?
Yeah, I'm 6'9".
Seeing a 6'9 American walking across the Sinai Peninsula, I'm sure that's just a typical thing every day going on.
The look you get in some of these places, not to mention that I hadn't shaved in about 9 months, so I had a disgusting beard. And I also haven't cut my hair this entire time as well.
Well, Eric, tattoos,
and a beard.
So as you've trekked across Africa or Europe, as you mentioned, you know, and now I know we find you in Asia, what do you do for money?
That's the number one question I get all the time, and it's also another long answer, but the way
you only have about two and a half minutes with us right now, so go ahead.
I'll get it out really quick. The way that I basically make money, in a sense, is that I save money. So I make and I offer to take photos and make films for hotels. So I'm at the Holiday Inn Resort in Phuket right now for 7 days, and I'm making hotel films and photos for them on the side, separate from my own website, in exchange for free room and board. So I kind of came up with the idea is if I can save money and work for these hotels or change my photography for free stays, that's going to help me save money.
Sure.
The other way that I've made money is through sponsorships, through advertisements on my website, but that's slow going. And, you know, to be honest with you, money is not a priority. I know that sounds crazy, and I know you need money to travel.
Yeah, but you don't need a dramatic amount of money. I mean, you just need sustainability money.
You don't need a dramatic amount of money, but I also kind of came to this epiphany as well, that is, the more you do what you love, kind of the less money really seems to matter. And even though I should be concerned because I do spend some of my savings, I should be way more concerned about making money. I'm just not, because I'm so engrossed in what I'm doing and I'm loving what I'm doing so much that trying to turn this into actual income right now is just not the most important
thing. It's not your priority.
It's just about doing what I love as much as I can, and then I just kind of assume that the money will find me.
So inspirational. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Eric Giuliani, who's sharing with us how he walked away from his life in Miami and successes to travel the globe without using airplanes to write, make films, take photos, and engage. Eric, we are running out of time, but there's real quickly a poignant story that I'd love for you to share with our listeners about a four-year-old boy and a cookie in Africa.
Yeah, I was on one of those dirty, dusty roads in Ethiopia, and we were about at least 6 hours outside of any major city, and we pulled over for an afternoon rest stop. I had nothing to eat all day, and the only thing you could buy at the rest stop was a bag of cookies, because honestly, people were actually eating raw meat, and it was amazing in itself. And so what happened was is I kind of turned around and saw some children digging in the trash, and I offered this cookie to one of the children, and I just assumed he would eat it. But what he did is he actually broke it in half and gave it to his little buddy that was standing next to him, and he shared that cookie.
Wow.
And it really touched my heart because it was such an incredible thing to see.
Beautiful story.
The generosity that's just naturally in us as children.
Eric, there's so much. I mean, we literally have got – I'm sorry, I've got to wrap this here, but we have so many things we wanted to get to you with today. We're going to have you back, and Mary will even have to share. I mean, she's backpacked through Europe. She's had a lot of experiences in that.
I also left a job.
I want to find out. I would love to find out.
Not to this level, though.
What's next for you? But I really do need to tell our audience, you need to go to Eric's website, traveltall.com. You'll find his writings, video episodes, photos, and more. You can even contact him, send him a note. Maybe he's touched you or you found something he said today that's inspirational. Eric, we wish you safe travels. Keep us updated on your journey, and we'll make sure that we talk to Melissa, producer, and get you back on the show again sometime soon.
Thank you, guys. I would love to be back, and I'm honored to be here the first time. I really appreciate it.
And keep being a doer.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Clearly, one person in a dream making a difference.
So inspiring.
He is. We'll be right back after this brief break. Stay with us.
Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rudymaxa.com. We're back after these messages.